With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities say a sixth grader was killed and five other people were wounded by a 17-year-old suspect in a shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa. A law enforcement official says the suspect in the shooting Thursday has died. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will help those affected by the violence.
The full resources of the state government will be available to assist in the response and, of course, the community's recovery from this tragic event. The mental health region has social workers that are embedded in the school district and will provide counseling services for the students, the families, and the staff.
Dallas County Sheriff Adam Infante says an active shooter was reported at Perry High School before school started on Thursday, and officers responded about 7 minutes later. The United States has called for urgent UN action on attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on ships in the Red Sea, with an added warning to Iran, who they say is funding them.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
"We also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea."
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the region this weekend for the fourth time in 3 months. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 10 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about the surging persecution of believers in Africa. ICC President Jeff King says radical Muslims are to blame.
In Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got a massive group that's just an Islamic group. So it's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians. Massive trouble.
There's a similar group at work in Nigeria.
The Fulanis are a tribe, but they are Islamists, and they are doing a massive land grab. They're taking over the farms of Christians in the middle of the country. 3.5 million farmers have been pushed off their lands.
He warns that civil war and famine may result in some of these nations if terrorists aren't brought to heel. More available at persecution.org. This is SRN News. New Mexico electric customers are off the hook.
Regulators have rejected an effort by New Mexico's largest electric utility to recoup from customers millions of dollars of investments made in a coal-fired power plant in the northwestern corner of the state. Public Service Company of New Mexico customers will not have to bear some cost associated with the company's stake in the Four Corners power plant near Farmington or in the Palo Verde nuclear generating station in Arizona. Overall, residential customers will see a decrease in rates instead of the 9.7% increase the utility was seeking. John Scott reporting.
Government buildings in several states were evacuated following bomb threats, causing brief disruptions for the second day in a row in some places. The Mississippi Capitol and courthouses in Arkansas and Montana were evacuated Thursday. No explosives were found. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.